Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. Uh-oh, there's an echo.
That's just because I'm close to my phone.
Because why? Because you're what?
I'm on two different lines at the same time.
Oh, okay. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Good, good, good.
I was concerned that we had people having trouble getting in yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure I was on the right code, so I called in myself and the recording line.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, that's a neat thing. Did you get to hear the corporate call last night?
I did. Recorded it. It's really good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll upload it to allroll.org. Right in the middle of all those links, there's a little link that says N-I-K.
And that's N-I-K?
N-I-K.
Okay.
Yep. And that's where I stick all these kind of calls.
Oh, good. All's well done.
No explanation about them, just the date and what we've talked.
Oh, that's
fine. And you click on it, and then you can listen to it.
Okay. Dave, that's great.
It doesn't make much fanfare about the situation, just accomplishes what needs to get done.
That's right.
It takes the time.
Right. Well, that's great.
It's like the advances called the post the other night, or the other day. The internet was working so bad, it took 45 minutes to upload a 10 meg file.
Oh, wow.
Usually takes about 3 minutes. So, it was really frustrating. But they
yeah.
just came out and got it working, so now I'm excited.
Yay. Yeah, that computer stuff can be frustrating when it doesn't do what you want to do, or when it's supposed to do something.
Yeah, well, you know, I just do it. It's really missing much from the standpoint that I've had so many months of this kind of garbage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just having, you know, the calls cut off after 29 minutes for a month straight. Actually, it was almost 2 months.
Oh.
After 29 minutes every day, it would cut off.
Huh.
You know, so we usually get to the juicy stuff at the end of the call, not the start of the call.
Well, yeah. That's true.
It drove me nuts, and finally came to find out it was something with my computer ISP, you know, I've probably been having that kind of problem off and on for 3.5 years. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
And they're the only ones that work in this area, so I'm tied into them whether I like them or not.
Well, there you go. That's what I was going to ask, if there's another...
Has arrived.
So anyway, I'm going to drop off once you drive. Well, actually, not going to drop off. I'm going to start driving and not talking for a while, but I'll be on mute.
All right, Steve, thank you. Have a great day. Good morning. Who joined us?
I just want to make an announcement that your VCR or whatever you record on for Dr. Oz today, talking about chicken and how they are raised and they're like almost twice as big as they were during our younger days. And the average 4-ounce serving of chicken is equivalent in sodium to what you get in a fast food French fry order. They have MSG and sodium and a couple of other things. Plus they have the organic formula of arsenic put into them, plus all the antibiotics.
Oh my gosh.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? So 4 ounces of chicken is equal to the sodium in the French fries?
Oh, fast food French fries.
Wow.
MSG and three other salts, I think. But after they're finished, before they put them in whatever, they dip them in sodium.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
But more of our food is being genetically modified, although we didn't use it, or I forget the word he used, but genetically modified.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, good for him. Boy, I'm glad he's got that on.
Well, he said we have a right to know what's in our food, which immediately took me back to that article on the newscap about what they're going to do with the salmon, and that we won't know.
Yeah.
We have David Kessler on, who used to be head of the... was it the FDA or NIH something? I recognized him immediately, and he also wrote a book. They also showed something from Food Inc. And two other people on big people, one from Hopkins and a woman from I forget where.
Hmm.
How are you, Ginny?
I'm good. I'm writing, hold on, I'm writing one. Let's see.
That's your recorder.
Got it, okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure that I don't know that I'm going to be here. No, I'm getting my hair done, so yeah, I'll have to record it. Cool. Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing just fine. Ricky's home now, and so we're getting back into the swing of things, which is kind of neat.
Good.
So, oh, boy.
We know each other again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been gone all summer, and I remember that.
I know.
I said, you know, you're going to be gone all summer.
The prior, and then he was gone for a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. He was gone longer than me. How he's in and out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we finally got cooler weather. Our weather cooled down. And
that's good.
I went out this morning, and it's like, whoa, it's a little chilly even. I mean, I'm barefooted, but, you know, the air was
clean.
I really noticed that I sleep differently.
Yeah.
They were saying, I heard for the first time this summer, that when your body temperature doesn't go below, of course our sleep system helps, but when the temperature doesn't drop below 100 at night, and we had a lot of those at night, I mean it was 99, 102, all throughout the evening, then your body temperature just doesn't drop down where it needs to be. And so I can sure tell a difference, though.
Do you not use air conditioning?
No, we do, yeah. But it's different. It's still the same.
Yeah.
It's not still the same. But
still well, plus, I know that certainly we keep our house warmer in the summer than in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. We keep it at about 77, 78 in the house. And in fact, yesterday I turned the air up to 79 because I was like, oh, a little chilly in the house.
How warm was it outside?
Isn't that crazy? It got to be 80, I think 82 yesterday.
Oh, I wouldn't even have the air on.
Oh, it was beautiful. But the air did come on. It was humid.
Oh, really?
It was pretty humid for us outside. We had a couple of days of ravaging storms. We had hail and wind. I mean, everything, if there was anything that needed to be shaken out of the tree, it was shaked out.
I heard you had some storms.
Yeah. There was a lot of tornadoes up in Flagstaff and all.
Oh.
Yes, and my girlfriend called me from Scottsdale and said, do you have any skylights? And I said, no, I don't. And she goes, well, it's probably good. She said her friend Dottie had six of them, and they all got broken with the hail.
Wow.
They had bigger hail than we did, but I was out. I was picking up Gracie from getting groomed, and I was a little bit early, so I was sitting out in the car with the windows down. I was just reading and writing letters and stuff, and all of a sudden, I looked up, and this cloud came just rolling over the top of Petco. You know, it was weird, because I just happened to look, and there it was. And I took a picture of it. and then this huge wind came, rolled the windows up, and rained in the store. And then huge rain, while I was in the store, it poured, and then it fell. I haven't seen hail in a long time. It was like golf ball size.
Well, I'll bet there was a lot of damage. We had a hailstorm here the night that Marty came over from the hospital in May. And, you know, it was really scary.
Yeah.
It was just pounding on the windows in the back. And lo and behold, like 2 months later, at our association meeting, we are told to have our insurance companies check because many people are getting new roofs and has arrived damage.
Wow.
And so, in fact, we just had the back redone because of the damage from the hail and new roofs. We didn't need a new roof, but many of the people, and it's very localized when this happens.
Yeah.
But big-time damage.
I can remember the hood of my truck being dented in, maybe Texas.
Yeah, it, like, took bites out of our siding.
Wow.
Yeah, it's frightening too. You know, I just kept waiting for a window to smash in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine sitting in? Were you in the truck at the time?
No.
You imagine sitting there hearing this?
Oh yeah.
Has left the conference.
That would be kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Joined us. Good morning, this is Shar.
Shar, good morning. Yeah. We were just talking about the hailstorm we had.
Verify me to Dr. Oz today.
Yeah, don't forget Dr. Oz.
What's on?
Chicken. And what they're doing to our food. More is being genetically modified. And in a 4-ounce piece of chicken, you get as much protein as you do in a fast food order of fries.
Has arrived.
The organic equivalent of arsenic in the chicken when they plus all the antibiotics.
Okay, 4-ounce chicken, you get as much
sodium
as
has MSG plus, I think it was 3 other sodiums.
As much sodium, huh? As in a what?
Order of French fries and fast food.
An order of fast food French fries.
Oh.
Steve called me yesterday after the call, by the way. Apparently, some people are getting music when they call in, and I think I have it right that he has discovered that instead of dialing 9228, they're just dialing 928, and that's why they're getting music. So I thought that maybe Shar, you would send down a broadcast to the people on your list to tell them to make sure that they're dialing the right number, so if they get music, to hang up and dial again.
Oh, okay. That's close, but what I was saying was that I noticed that my auto dialer dials the 22s and only one of them's recognized. And so, and when you get music, that means that there's only you or just you there. And if the music goes away when the second person comes on.
Right.
And they recording it sometimes if I start the recording early, which I used to do all the time. Then I skew it because I'm one and not there, and you'll hear nobody on there but no music, and that's because of the fact that I'm recording.
Right. Has arrived. I figured out that part of it too, so yeah, you're right on. But that's a good idea because I just had somebody else request the email me and request the number, current number for Lifestyle, so. I will put that in the margin here, too. It was something I was going to send down yesterday, but I couldn't get it up, so I didn't have it where I thought it was. Well, I guess that's been a couple of days ago.
Time flies.
Now that I look in the margin and see it. It was on the osteo for, one was for Mary Lou and one was for Nancy. Did you get yours, Nancy?
The list of Dr. Guest.
Mary Lou were talking about, you each had a different...
The list from Dr. Guest I got, but I did not find the... I sent her two things on osteo. I don't know. I don't think that's what she was looking for, but I did send her two things. So if you have other things, I can send it to her.
Okay. Mary Lou, do you happen to be on yet? Sometimes she's late coming in, too. Okay, I'll double-check on it. And what was the other one you said on the chicken, Nancy? Something about...
The antibiotics, the arsenic.
Oh, the arsenic.
Organic form of arsenic they're putting in. And he actually quoted something from Food Inc., and he had Dr. Kessler on, a guy from Hopkins and a woman, and they showed how, if you think this is how your chicken are being raised, wrong. This all started after World War II. And chicken are generally twice as big as they were when we were growing up.
When was that on, Nancy?
Today. Watch, yeah. We
yeah.
have it going now.
I'll watch it tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah.
They're twice as big as they were?
It's about, yeah. And their goal is to have it about 5 pounds.
Okay.
And they used to be like 2.5 to 3.
Right.
The conditions are horrible. They never see daylight. They have to give them antibiotics, otherwise, you know, disease will go through. And where do you think these antibiotics are ending up?
Oh, yeah.
In us.
Why?
What is the reason they're giving them the organic form of arsenic? Can you say what the, is it like a
I I didn't stay and watch the whole thing. I wanted to get on the call, but I'll let you know when I watch.
Wow.
But he said more, you know, we have a right to know what's in our food, and I immediately thought of what they're going to be doing possibly with the salmon, where they said you won't know what you're getting. And he said you have a right to know.
And so, and didn't you say GMO-fed, or was it GMO-fed stuff?
He said that they're modifying our food, more and more of our food.
Okay.
He didn't specifically say genetically modifying, I don't think. But he said they are definitely manipulating things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the other day he had talked about the frauds that disrupt our diet, food frauds that ruin your diet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched him. I'm very behind on watching his program.
But he had them pick, and one of them was bread. You always want to look for 100% whole grain. I think this is stuff that we kind of know, but on this call, but it should say not just multi-grain. It should say 100% whole grain. You want to look for the 100. That's what you're looking for. And then with dairy, he said they put added omega-3s. And he said that's like a fraud. He said it needs to be, it has to be the right kind of omega-3s. He goes, the best way to get those are from a natural source. And then canned goods, of course, are all high sodium. And the fix for that is to have frozen vegetables because there's no added sodium. And they're frozen. And the
four. We were playing with the energy testing and tested like an organic piece of fruit. And the person I was testing on didn't know which was organic and which wasn't because there wasn't any tabs on them, you know, to identify it. And it was amazing, the energy difference, you know,
that
it showed on a brand new person that had never, you know, no preconceived ideas. In fact, I just said, okay, we're going to have no preconceived ideas because I'm not telling you anything about these things. And then a bag of beans without the seasoning pack left in it, just really, really high. Really, really high on the, energy level. It was just, it was amazing to all of us. Yet sometimes refreshing the mind is just, you know, really great.
Okay. So with the fruit, they just held it rather than put it in their mouth?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, at their thymus, just held the organic and then, you know, switched.
Oh, up to their thymus, okay.
Pardon?
Up to the thymus, okay.
Yeah, right, up to the, but you know, I do that just so that there's a little bit more that can be said or understanding, you know, this is the most sensitive area to energy testing, or one of the most sensitive areas, however you want to say it, but it's a good way of doing it. In fact, I did it last night at the table when we were eating dinner to another person that I haven't crossed paths with in years, and she goes, oh, yeah, I remember that, sure, you know. So it's just, it's a repetition and just interesting conversation that brings out more situations.
Yeah, I think it puts an imprint in your mind, too.
Uh-huh.
You kind of go, oh, wow, yeah.
A picture is worth a thousand words.
It is.
Did you already give what you were talking about going over that you picked up, Jeannie?
On the call? No.
Well, I can't remember what it was you were going over at.
Yeah, the about the Ciaga V from the call last night.
Oh, yeah.
On the call. It was good. There was something Dave Balzer had mentioned in the beginning of the call about in the L.A. Times, they had something about the palm juice, P-O-M, you know, the cute little pomegranate.
Uh-huh.
The way they were marketing it, they were misstating its claims. They were saying it cured everything from whatever to whatever, you know. And so they got in trouble for that. And he said that's something that we'll never have to worry about. He was going over on the first slide what's in Ciaga, the antioxidant value and that kind of thing. And at the bottom, he goes, of course, there's that wonderful asterisk, which goes down to the bottom and says, we don't make any claims for any, you know, that whole thing. These statements have not been evaluated, that kind of thing. And
have you ever heard of that first Mary before?
The Mackay? No, and this is what was interesting, and Roger Drummer talked about it too.
How is that spelled? M-A?
I think it's M-A. Well, here, I've got the pamphlet right here.
Did you print that out? Or no, it came with your order.
Yeah, it came with my order. But they are available now, too, I guess.
Maybe it's M-A-C-H-I.
Oh, there's no H. That's a Q in there someplace. M-A-Q-U-I or something?
I think it's M-A-C-Q-U-I. No, M-A-Q-U-I.
Q-U-I, okay.
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce that?
Mackay. Mackay and ACI.
ACI.
Well, I have fun with those.
Acai.
Acai.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to pronounce the other one, or at least that's what I've heard.
Acai.
Acai berry.
And the other one's Mackay, okay.
E. I'm going to write it down. A-H-S-A-A.
Acai.
Acai.
A-A-C-A-E-I.
Yeah.
Acai, is that what you
hear? That's what I hear here, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure other parts of the country are pronouncing it differently. If you went to the country where it comes from, you'll hear the real way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roger said that this class of foods, these superfruits, this class of foods is the most, that most people don't get enough of.
Mm.
Superfruits. And he says that it's an expensive class of nutrients.
Yeah.
And you can't get it from any other foods. And so the Mackay, the reason why we haven't heard about it is that it's the most expensive and it's the most rare. And most people, companies that produce and all that, will not go to the lengths to get it here. It comes from Patagonia, I think, or someplace.
Right. Yeah, I remember that, too.
And
where
you
is that?
Go on the web and look for Mackay fruit, and you won't see much of it because you can't buy it as cheap as other fruits. And so the companies that start, you know, he said you'll see wars online about how the acai berry is so much better than the, what's the other one that's big for, he goes, you'll see wars back and forth. He says,
pomegranate?
Yeah, maybe pomegranate. And
the acai has been popular for a while.
Long time.
Yeah.
And I remember at Sprouts years ago, I found in the frozen section they had like a smoothie. It was already crushed and frozen.
Mm-hmm. It's an expensive berry.
Yeah, and I used it in one of my drinks before.
And one of the health food stores I was in had the dried berries.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They're expensive.
Don't think I tried them. If I.
Mm-hmm.
But
what else
if I
did
buy
they
say? Fine.
What else did they say last night? Is it something?
To find a blend of these is really rare too. So that's why Nikan went to the extent to get it. But it's, then he commented on the, or it has the USDA organic label. It also has the OIA certification label. And they're the corporation that does the reporting for the USDA labeling. So we have both labels on there.
ORI, huh?
OIA.
OIA.
I think it's Organic Institute of America, maybe. Yeah, I don't see it on our pamphlet here. He had it on the slide, which is probably going to be up today, the slideshow. Made from whole foods, and Roger commented on that. It's so important to use the whole fruit, the whole berry. There's so many components that are necessary to work together in a whole food. That's why, you know, we know that about whole foods already, but that's really a huge point. The USDA certification means that it's safe to eat and it's hard to get a hold of. And not everybody has a USDA certification, organic label. And that's because it is hard to get a hold of. The standards are very stringent. So it has to be in the works for a long time, and it takes a commitment from the company to line this up for every production batch. And each production is consistent to the label claims. Then he talked about the bottle, BPA-free. It's a low-density poly-something. I didn't get the right word. But it's phthalate-free, and it doesn't add anything. It won't go into the juice.
which is good. It has a organic and not organic. It has a clean footprint. What is that called? Carbon?
It's recyclable, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about anti-aging, and the ORAC value is what really affects the anti-aging. And in excess of 1,500 units per ounce, let's see, ORAC, the ability of it to counteract the issues in the body. ORAC rating, what that does is it talks about the counteracting of the free radicals in your body. And your body should have 3,000 to 5,000 units a day of ORAC.
And this is 1,500 per an ounce.
Yeah, and that's what our body, Roger was saying, this is what your body needs every day. And if you eat 5 to 6 vegetable fruits, fruits and vegetables throughout the day, you're going to get about 1,500. So the Siaga V was structured to fill in the blanks for the 1,500 per 1 ounce. I'm thinking, wow, 5 to 6 fridges. And, you know, in the book, Japanese Women Don't Get Older Fat, there was a statement in there about a study of 200, in light of variety here, a study of 200 elderly Japanese women found that they ate more than 100 different foods each week versus just 30 in a typical Western diet.
100?
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. So I'm thinking, okay, how many varieties am I eating? You know, I almost want to record it to see how many varieties of food I'm eating.
That's humongous.
It is, isn't it?
I'd love to see what they're eating.
Yeah. And then the dark skin fruits have anthocyanins, yeah. A-N-T-H-O-C-Y-A-N-I-N-S, and that is the strong. It's the one that will make it actually inside the cell of your body. Most of the antioxidants function on the outside of the cell of your body. This one actually penetrates the cell and goes inside.
And blueberries are very high in that.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me that word again. Can you spell it for me one more time?
And I believe this is how it's spelled. A-N-T-H-O-C-Y-A-N-I-N.
Okay, that's about the 2, 4, 5, 6 letter, A-N-T-H-O-B-Y. Oh, B-Y.
C is in Charlie.
C is in Charlie, yeah.
Oh, C is in Charlie. Okay, yeah. B-Y.
Anthocyanins, I think it is.
Okay. Talks about those.
Every cell in the body requires these to fight disease. The body will produce them only if it gets the components from what you eat. Somebody had made a comment about the body. It was a report that they had read somewhere, and Roger was laughing about it. He said, you know, they say in that report that the body can't fight this off, and he goes, that's not true. Our body will fight it off if it's fed properly. And so he said, I just have to laugh about that because people don't think that your body, you know.
Okay, so it allows the inside of the cell to make the antioxidants, is that the way you said it?
No, that antioxidant actually penetrates the cell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these anthocyanins are the strongest antioxidants.
Okay.
And they're the ones that make it inside the cell, to penetrate the cell, to function in the cell, and to cause the effect and all that of the cell. The free radicals fight the free radicals inside the cell. Most of the antioxidants will function on the outside of the cell. And these are the dark skin fruits. And all the fruits that are in Siaga are dark skinned.
Mm.
So they're, and then they talked about elderberry. And he had a comment. He had talked with Dave Balzer, he talked with Mark Palmer, who helped formulate some of our nutritionals about organic elderberry, and he said that they have flavonoids in them that are antiviral, which translates into immune.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave made his comment again about, you know, we can't actually say that, and so that's why they put on the chart that it's antioxidant, you know, that kind of thing. But there is a study, July 2009, I did not get the name of the study, but I think they talked a lot about PubMed.com. It's a great place to go.
PubMed.com.
PubMed, yeah, P-U-B-M-E-D.
Okay.
That's where all the abstracts are for the journals, for the judgmental journals, you know, the ones that aren't selling anything. That's where they're recorded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said that this July 2009 study, that organic elderberries have been studied and shown to negate the H1N1 virus. And so, you know, we can say that the study has said that. He didn't say this. This is just what I'm... but the study shows that organic elderberry. And he said, you know, the best thing to do is to tell when you have a new person, when they're reading the ingredients, have them go and Google the berry.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Do your own research about the berry, and it will tell you.
Yeah, he said Google the Mackay berry, and that is phenomenal, he said. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to do that, too. And then Roger commented that, yes, he said that the elderberry can completely shut off that virus if it's taken in the right balance, is what he said. And nobody asked him about that. But he was making his point.
Uh-huh.
So you can't just go and elderberries the rest of your life, you know what I mean?
Right, but they recommend still an ounce a day, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the serving size, and there's...
Now, when the original Fiaga came out, they said 1 ounce a day is maintenance. If you're feeling, you know, that you need more of two, and if you're fighting something, up to three. I'm wondering if that's the same.
I would think it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do anyway. I've done that with Fiaga before.
Uh-huh, me too.
And there's Cox inhibitors in that too, which fight inflammation.
Oh. And the particular heart.
Yeah. And Roger said that inflammation in the body is the first decline of the body.
Mm-hmm.
The antioxidants are really going to beef that up.
Wow.
And work on the inflammation. So it's very important to have. And then Roger talked about blackberries too, which is another ingredient that we have. There's a study about esophageal cancer. He said the poor rats, he goes, they have to go through all this, you know, get all the
things. A researching team that was studying the black raspberry put one of our neighbors on exaggerated amounts of fresh black raspberries. They're frozen now because they're not fresh, right from about a block from our house, because he said they had the highest antioxidant level of any of them that they had tested throughout the United States. So this guy that was going to take out all of his black raspberries, because they're not a great tasting berry. They're a dry, they used to be called a black cap, and they were used only for jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a plant in, and my girlfriend put a plant in, and she goes, I don't like them, you can have them. and so I took her plant also. But they're just not a good tasting one. But, you know, they were told, girlfriend of mine that thought she was dealing with the esophagus cancer, was asked if she would participate. And she said yes. So she is still taking them because she knows how high they are, even though they misdiagnosed what was going on in her body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just interesting because he said I came so close to yanking everyone and replacing them with regular raspberries because they weren't moving. And then this team of researchers, for whatever reason they're researching it, said, we'll take all that you can produce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're going directly into, you know, their hands for research. So we'll probably see something come out. And he says, you know, I hated the taste of them. He says, guess what? I'm now eating them.
Our taste can change. We learned that in Maine.
That's so true.
Really, very true. Well, that's neat. They had given the number one rat, they gave him a widely used cancer drug, and then they gave the second rat a 10% blackberry powder. And that one had twice the result. The result, the blackberry powder.
Wow.
Without the side effects.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something? So there was an esophageal study, a cancer study about that. So then PubMed, he said to Google aseptic bottling. It's really very, very interesting how they do that. It's A-S-C-E-P, P as in Paul, T as in tell, I-C, aseptic bottling, about the bottling process that we have. It's another thing that not many companies do because it's a more expensive process. Because everybody has to wear, everybody wears gowns and masks and, you know, they don't have to pasteurize it to kill germs that might have entered the juice while the bottling process happened. It's a very aseptic environment. So I want to look that up too. I think it'd be very interesting to know. And then they talked a little bit about the ascorbic acid and the sodium benzoate. Vitamin C and sodium benzoate, yeah. And yes, it turns carcinogenic. It creates benzene if it sits over any period of time. And Roger Cunningham, he said, you know, there was a comment, I think Dave made a comment about, you know, one of the other companies, he goes, we're not allowed to say their name, he goes, but right on their website they say, yes, we know that this can cause benzene, but it's such a small amount. And Roger goes, oh yeah. Isn't that exciting, you know? So he said, you know, it's so important. Roger said, that's why it's so important to read labels and buy organic, you know, because, you know, oh, well, let's just have a little bit of poison today, you know? Yeah.
Right, a little bit, and this, and this. But
yeah,
add up to anything.
Right. And so it's interesting.
So it's the sodium benzene and ascorbic acid that turns to
sodium
benzoate.
And ascorbic acid, or vitamin C.
Or citric acid, sometimes I think it's said too.
Citric acid, yeah.
Yeah.
It creates benzene, which is a carcinogenic.
And what that is in is that combination is in every single bottle of flavoring that they use in the coffee drinks. Every brand that I could find in the wholesale house, I looked at the label and those two ingredients are in it.
Wow. Well, there you go. Not going to have those. Well, you know, also, I looked at hummus. I don't know if it's just liquids or not, but the prepared hummuses at the store
have it too, don't they?
Yeah. There's one that didn't have it.
Oh,
yeah. Here's the label on there and see.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, and it was like my favorite one, of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have a little bit of this, and this.
So if you eat regularly two or three foods a day that have it in, you know, how is that going to affect you in combination with other things that you may not know you're doing? So the things you know about, at least you can pull them out. It's just like the high fructose corn syrup, you know,
exactly.
If there's any in it, it goes back on the shelf.
Right.
Or they don't have to tell you how much, you know, less than 1% of fat, but then if they don't have to tell you.
Right.
And it's there, so you add it, that up too. Oh my!
Yeah.
Well, as Dr. S started the program, they're doing more and more to our food.
Yeah, better reason for, you know, and why, how, why, when you energy test, you know, most anything that's in a container other than, you know, dried beans in a package.
Yeah.
You know, are going to show up not as positive for the body.
Exactly. So. Well, our time's almost. So they had one more. Ben, he had a question about fructose. How much is too much for Roger?
How much is, of what?
How much is too much? Fructose.
Oh, fructose, okay.
And Roger said all sweeteners should be limited to 50 grams a day. It's better if you can do 25 grams. And it should be from fruits. Fructose does have a tendency to make your liver a little more fatty.
But, he said, if you have a great diet, it will negate the negative effects of that. So, in other words, he's saying, you know, really kind of hard to avoid getting a little bit of that sugar in your diet. So it's better that it come from fruit and watch your intake.
Is there anybody who eats a pristine diet?
Nobody. Y'all just try. Roger might, I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty close. Although he says no matter what he eats, he cannot get his cholesterol to move up.
Yeah. And he made one last thing. He said, your body is more resilient than you think, but that's if you have a great diet.
Right.
Your body will be very resilient. That's just evident. We know that, too. So, the item code for Siaga V is 15565. It's a 2-pound.
15565.
Yeah, and the brochure is 9684. This is for the United States. It's a 10-count. Anybody wants brochures? Looking. I can't wait to get it. So,
Dad's got his, and he just went on and on about it. He just said it is, he says, that one product. He says, if somebody wants to start simple, he says, you know, that one product compared to anything on the market with, and what they said, what you said, you know, he says, and he was looking at the flyer, too, because he already got his auto ship, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a beautiful, they show a picture of the fruit. There is raspberry in there, but the rest of them, 1, 2, 3, are purple, dark purple. So, anyway, awesome. I guess we better, anybody have any questions or comments?
Has left the conference.
Thanks for that info, Jeannie.
Yeah. No, it was just very interesting. Here it is. Elderberry, blackberry, grapeseed extract, raspberry, macai, and acai. The macai berry is from Patagonia, and the acai berry, native to Central and South America.
Where is that country? Do you know where it's located?
Patagonia. I would have to look and see. I was just thinking, wow, I wonder where that is.
Just another Google, huh?
Google,
which
yeah.
Which country?
Patagonia.
It's the bottom, most southern tip of Argentina and Chile.
How do you know that?
Because my sister is doing an LDS mission in Chile.
You're kidding. How interesting.
And also, I looked it up on Wikipedia yesterday. And they said our products are coming out of Chile.
You are a wealth of information, Steve.
And just for FYI about Carol, we ran the palm mag last night. She says she didn't sleep as well because the noise of it set her leg was down about half of what the swelling was before. So
yay.
Great.
So I wanted to report that. It was interesting. She was not very happy with me when I told her that it was being caused by the meats and cheese that we've been eating.
Well, I guess quote Roger as far as the body being resilient when it has the right diet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
under the blanket also, right?
Oh yeah, we sleep in the blanket and, you know, got everything. So.
Awesome.
Anyway, but I thought that was I'd report that because that was exciting to me to see your leg down a little bit.
And that's great.
And about the time that she started swelling was the time that we really started getting into the, you know, like I said, the meats, the cheeses, and quit doing the palm mag because of the noise of it. So, poor old thing, it's, you know, I think we've worn out about 7 of them at this point, and now I'm worn out my mom's.
Good mom.
Have you tried the guy that repairs them?
I have not yet. Need to get that information from you because I've got 3 or 4 of them that need to go in.
I don't know whether Denny can find it as fast as Dennis Bryant can, so he would be probably the
first.
I know I've got a place in St. Louis that does them. St. Louis Calibration, I think, repairs them. And
Jerry White was talking about doing something up there in Spokane for him, but because of what's coming out at the convention, he couldn't get parts at this point. So.
Well, this the guy that Dennis uses, it's a, I think, if I remember what correctly, it was a flat $50 if he can fix it. And he
right.
said the one we sent in, there was too many things, too much gone in it that it was not usable. So,
mm-hmm.
doable.
I'll send you Mary McClellan's number off so you can check and see who was less expensive.
Oh, okay. Right.
I can find it.
Okay. Well,
I'm
have
sure
a good day, everybody.
Thanks, has it.
Okay.
I'm glad if I have it.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Like, thank you, Jeannie. That was good.
Yeah. Thanks for being on, and you'll have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Jeannie. Good call.
Yeah, and thank you for the Dr. Oz info, too. I'm going to go check that
out.
Yeah,
I've got to go check and see when he's on.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.